This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Water pumps in a new section of I-70 did not turn on during Sunday's heavy rainstorm in Denver. Some drivers had to be rescued from the water, and hundreds of motorists were stranded. CPR's Nathaniel Miner covers transportation. He says CDOT is investigating potential causes.
So the interstate has its own drainage system right under the highway itself, and it appears to have failed. It's a big, complicated system with big, giant, 6-foot-high pipes, retention ponds, and a large pump system. It's supposed to be able to handle the kind of rainstorms that only happen every 100 years. But the contractor, a company called Kiewit, says the pumps in the system did not turn on automatically when they should have.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner, and we'll check in with him later in this hour. An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy was killed Sunday night while responding to a shooting southeast of Colorado Springs. The Gazette reports Andrew Peary was among several officers who faced gunfire when they arrived on the scene. KKTV reports a search was on for the suspect, but he was later found dead. An initiative that would decriminalize most plant-based psychedelics won't be on Colorado's ballot this fall, CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Proponents say that their all-volunteer effort made it difficult to get the number of signatures required by the state to get on this November's ballot. But organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says their work isn't over.
We do need to organize. We do need to stand up for what's right for our beliefs. Because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
In the meantime, they're focusing on stopping a measure already on the ballot, the Natural Medicine Health Act. That would legalize psilocybin found in psychoactive mushrooms. But these organizers say that act isn't community-oriented and has taken too much out-of-state money. From CPR News, I'm Max Lubers.
An effort to get an abortion ban on the ballot failed to get enough qualifying signatures by yesterday's deadline. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.